Yesterday, July 8th, every tween girl's dream of marrying Justin Bieber finally came to a crashing halt.
Wait, what
happened? I know. Can you believe it?
As he has proposed and is now engaged to Hailey Baldwin, daughter of... Can either of you guess the Baldwin this is an offspring of?
The Baldwin from Usual Suspects. Stephen Baldwin.
Mikey? You want to confirm or do you want to...
Billy Baldwin.
It's Stephen Baldwin.
Yes.
Constant.
Isn't he
squint.
Loco?
He's a little quite crazy, I believe.
Super religious man or super right wing man?
And so that ties into Mr. Bieber, who has become very
churchy,
church going, and religious.
Oh, is he?
Oh, yeah. He's got a pastor that is on tour with him constantly. Mm-hmm.
They apparently go to the same church in L.A. So
that's where they okay.
Scientology?
No. I think this is a Jesus church.
Hmm. Usual Suspects is freaking awesome. And he was great in it.
He was also in 8 Seconds.
Well, he was also in Biodome.
Oh, yeah.
All great movies.
Yeah.
I recently.
All great flicks.
I recently,
but Usual Suspects was legit good, and he was like really cool in it. And then I don't know of any high quality work he's done other than that.
I recently read an article by someone who held The Usual Suspects up amongst the greatest movies that they ever watched. He's a film critic who now can't watch it, and he thinks it's terrible.
I've heard whispers of this.
Yeah.
There's a faction of people who think The Usual Suspects is not good.
Yeah.
And I don't understand it.
I've only seen it
once.
Let's
put it this way.
I don't remember.
I'm not that impressed.
I don't remember. What?
Yeah, I'm not that impressed.
When did you watch it?
Probably 10 years ago now.
I don't see how you could not like it the very first time.
Well, I mean, it was fine. It's not like I hated it. It's just obviously I haven't been back.
But nothing was spoiled for you the first time you watched it?
No, not really. That's
not
the,
really.
That's the Kevin Spacey one, right?
Hey.
It's 20 years old.
I don't care.
He is one of the actors in the movie, yeah.
Yeah, he's in the movie.
Let's move on.
Okay. Well, he proposed on vacation at...
typical.
Yeah, Baker's Bay in the Bahamas, all beautiful and stuff.
Now, this is not the Baldwin that Alec Baldwin was all wasted telling her she was a little piggy.
I don't think so.
My sources tell me that's not the same Baldwin daughter.
But this is not... this has been going on for quite a while. I guess they met each other back in 2011. There's some press photos of Steven and Haley and them all together. And they dated in 2016.
Mm.
And then they broke up, of course, because that's how it usually goes.
Mm.
Back together earlier this year, 7 months later.
Who's the one that... Selena Gomez, is that the one that he was always with?
Yeah.
Boy, you think this Baldwin and that Gomez like each other?
Cat fight.
She might be with the Pete Davidson.
Ariana Grande.
Him from the Bieber roast, I believe.
That's Ariana Grande.
Yes.
And you know the only reason I know who she is.
Because she's with Pete Davidson.
No, it's in reverse of how...
Big Brother?
Yeah, because her her brother Frankie was on Big Brother. And he was like, his big reveal was like he wouldn't tell anyone. He's like, I'm kind of, my sister's very famous. And then I was like, okay, cool, who is it? And then he eventually said it, and I'm like, I don't know who that is.
Good, I didn't know who Ariana Grande was either.
But like half the people in the Big Brother house were like freaking out, like, oh my God. And then like all the older people are just like...
Okay.
Oh, that's really amazing.
Super.
She's great. That's how I found out who she was.
Back to Bieber.
Got nothing left on Bieber.
Beyond Bieber.
Odds on this wedding actually happening.
Ooh, that's a good question.
6.
Hey, they're churchy people, so they could be pretty high of completion here.
I kind of think Bieber's cool.
Shut up. God.
Bieber is cool.
I don't know. It's so easy for everyone just to hate on everyone else.
He came from my generation, and it's one of the more embarrassing areas of my generation.
Although he did, you know,
he's
come
got
up from
something.
YouTube and was sort of
right.
discovered. And
so we only
talented.
All collectively hate them when they succeed in what their dream is?
He's also an Uber douche.
Ooh, Uber douche.
Yeah, but... as much as I feel like I'm pretty level-headed, and most of us pretty much are, but like you can't simulate what your life would be if it was that different from...
Oh, I could.
What are you doing?
He's your brother.
I have no idea. Well, so, like, I'm not going to blame someone for being a douche when they've had everything, whatever, but I'm okay with Biebs.
What about Johnny
Depp? Met him. We're friends with him.
Oh, yeah, that's right. What about Johnny Depp?
What about eggs?
There you go.
There he is.
Yeah, let me ask Bieber, what about eggs? And he was intrigued.
This is kind of a confusing story coming from Johnny Depp on the set of the Biggie Smalls movie.
Johnny Depp and I would get along good.
Okay. Well, he's been sued for attacking a crew member. He apparently, while shooting a scene with, I guess, kind of in quote, friends, he had hired a guy to come on. He was the location manager for the movie is called City of Lies. This is the Biggie Small, a movie about the Biggie Smalls murder, where Johnny Depp is playing LAPD detective Russell Poole. And Brooks, this man, Greg Rocky Brooks, was hired, like I said, to be the location manager. He is claiming that Depp hired two of his friends for a scene in downtown L.A., and the scene wasn't going all that well, and Johnny got upset and told Brooks, who was trying to tell him, like, this isn't working, whatever, who the F are you? You have no right to tell me what to do. Rocky is claiming that Depp punched him twice in the rib cage, and then Rocky says... that Depp then screamed in his face, I will give you $100,000 to punch me in the face right now.
Awesome.
Wait, so Depp punched this guy twice?
Depp punches him in the ribs.
Yep.
And then being crazy in Johnny Depp, he's now telling Rocky, I'm going to give you $100,000 to punch me in the face right now. There was a lot of alcohol stench on his voice, or on his breath. Not really sure where he was going with this, but long story short.
Cash or check? What are we doing here?
A lawsuit is actually the form of payment that Rocky is looking for as a...
So he didn't punch him?
I guess he didn't punch him, but he is now being sued for attacking this crew member, and $100,000 is the suit amount.
I feel like it's a pretty good comp to put a death clock on Depp versus Heather Locklear.
Okay.
I think that is a very interesting. I think the scales of justice are just kind of even because the wheels are really, really off.
Are the wheels off for Johnny Depp?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Are they?
He's had a bad year.
Yeah. What's he do? He's just
been
gets drunk,
steadily
drunk and cocainey all over the place.
55 years old.
I see big problems for those two.
He's I think he's getting kind of close to broke, isn't he?
And that's why, and see, that's the thing, is he's throwing a lot of money around, and he's got woman-beating stuff, and there's a lot of substance abuse.
His, financial advisor sued him for blowing all of his money or something.
I mean, that's like NBA or like, the rumors of Conor McGregor running out of money. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's the Pirates of the Caribbean. He's got, I can go do another one of these and collect $20 million.
And he's got eight of those that are in the can already. Done.
And yet he still has thrown so much money and just thinks of himself so highly and gets in fights with...
He's Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
With guys named
Rocky. But not in a good way.
No. He's Johnny Depp.
Celeb net worth has him at $200 million.
Okay.
Current salary, $20 million per film.
Per film.
That's an average. So what's he done that... is worth a damn other than the pirate movies?
Scissorhands.
21 Scissorhands? Jump Street.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Keep going.
Friends with River Phoenix.
Yeah.
And I just
he was in that Leonardo DiCaprio movie when he was...
Fear and Loathing.
He was in Blow.
Okay, Fear and Loathing, I'll give you.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
I don't know. I just feel like he was one of those dudes who was just had disappeared and was sort of insignificant, and then he did the pirate movie, and then that relaunched.
He's also got he's got European cologne sponsorships and stuff, too. Mm-hmm. Like, weird Gucci money.
He does get to be hot forever, too.
Yes.
And I don't like that.
I don't understand it
either.
You
should have your window of hot.
And it's over.
Mine is, I'm in it. Right square in it, the beginning of it.
What?
Of my hot window.
No.
Your hot window. Sealed.
Door open. Door ajar.
But you shouldn't be 55 and hot with cool hair.